Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the podcast. My name's April, but you might know me as the Bodzilla. I've decided that I really want to share some things that I know, because I know now that I didn't always know what I know, but now I do. So I'll be sharing bite-sized real talks with advice you didn't know you needed. If you already follow me online, then you know that I love talking about why everybody is a good body. But there's lots of things that I didn't know about body positivity and activism that I'd love to share with you so that you, like me, can become more inclusive and happy with your own body. This podcast, like everywhere else I hang out on the internet, is a dedicated space of kindness. All the things I talk about here will be done with as much inclusion and intersectionality as possible because I'm here to learn, teach, and grow. So if you are too, subscribe to hear from me whenever an episode drops. Hi, and welcome to the first episode of the podcast. I thought the best place to start would be talking about the difference between body positivity and body confidence, because right here we're going to be talking about both. For some people, this topic's one that causes a lot of confusion. Recently, a conversation opened up on Instagram talking about the reasons that people who live in smaller bodies need to stop using the body positivity movement as a way to push their message around body acceptance. For many people, being able to accept their body and look at it in a positive way has been sold to them as body positivity. However, it's really important to understand that the body positivity movement came about as a way for marginalized bodies, not just fat bodies, to be pushed further into the mainstream. The purpose of body positivity is more than simply loving yourself. Loving your body and being able to accept other people's bodies are both important and wonderful things to do. However, it's also really important to realize that lots of people are still living with the fact that they're judged and that people are biased against them because of the way their bodies look. I know in my life I've looked at people and made assumptions about the types of things they do, what they eat, whether they take care of themselves, if they're healthy, and other things that have nothing to do with their weight or their body. The privilege of being able to walk down the street without being judged, without having to fear that someone will make assumptions about you, is one afforded much more often to people living in thin bodies. If you haven't heard the term thin privilege before, that's great. And if you have heard the term thin privilege before and it made you feel a little bit uncomfortable, it might be time for us to talk a little bit about what that means. The purpose of body positivity is more than simply loving yourself. Body positivity is a social movement which wants to challenge the way society presents and treats physical bodies. This movement advocates acceptance of all bodies, and by doing so, it changes the way we behave towards other people. It can also change how certain products and services are provided, and how our bodies are judged in the media and in real life. We all know that our bodies are judged in many ways, not just in relation to our weight, but also in relation to race, ability, and gender. To be fully involved in body positivity is to realize that every person deserves the same amount of respect and the same amount of unbiased support as everybody else. People often say body positivity is a celebration of your physical appearance, as it's accepting yourself and loving yourself. This is not body positivity. This is self-love and body confidence. But don't worry, I'm also into that. For me, body positivity is done right when everyone advocates for the acceptance of all bodies, no matter the shape, size, or appearance. Yes, this means people whose bodies might not be considered to fit into norms of beauty that we've seen in pop culture, but also bodies which challenge our own perceptions of beauty. Self-acceptance, which is also a huge piece of my puzzle, brings in those who see themselves as not being perfect. I'm using quote marks because what even is that? But who might not be considered marginalized. I want us to be a community of loving people with a passion for internal and external body love, which will change people's behaviours and bring all bodies into the mainstream for celebration. People who share their vulnerable and honest selves through social media and other forms of communication are all activists for self-love. This can, however, sometimes be a misuse of the term body positivity, because it causes us to refocus the movement that's supposed to bring underrepresented bodies into the mainstream back to thin and often Caucasian bodies. The purpose of this podcast is not to criticise the important work of people pushing the message of self-acceptance. I want everyone to love their bodies. I just want to make sure that when you hear me talking about body positivity, you know that's me saying that I accept all bodies. I believe fat bodies and brown bodies and bodies with disabilities need to be shown more often in the mainstream. And the more work and the more talking that I do about that subject, the better I'm going to feel about the fact that I'm a hashtag body positive activist. So now we've got that out of the way. What's next? Let me tell you. This podcast is about you. So if you have a question, need advice, or want to hear my thoughts on something, head to thebodzilla.com and submit it to Bod Topics. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed it or you know someone who might, don't forget to share it with them. You can also come and chat to me about it on Instagram or Facebook. I'm at the Bodzilla. I'll leave the links where you can find them. Until next time, stay safe and remember, your body, my body, and everybody is a good body.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.